Well, great job, by the way. It was a wonderful speech. I loved it so much.
Thank you. I don't do speeches very often, so it's intimidating.
Fantastic. It was fantastic. So I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the center and what it's going to offer for journalism students. I know that you have a program, right? It's going to be for about 8 students?
Correct. We start teaching in the fall. We'll take 6 students initially, and then in the winter quarter, 6 more will join. We ask that each student commit to 2 quarters, so there's always someone who knows, so there's some overlap there. So they'll work on stories that we will do for Channel 5, for NBC5. We're also going to go out and produce some of our own stories on a topic that we as a class decide to do. That's one of the reasons we ask people to do 2 quarters, because it may take a couple of months to finally do the whole story.
So will it kind of be like Spotlight? Have you seen it, where the investigative team
picks
the story?
It is sort of like that. Our hope is that initially Carol and I will meet with the 6 students. We'll debate about what story we want to do. It'll be primarily investigative focus, or in the fall it may be political. I suspect we'll do a lot of political stuff as well. But the intent is to do a deeper dive into a bigger issue, go out, interview people, do the recording, do the production, edit it, and then have it ready for air.
And then aside from the students will be a part of the program, will there be an opportunity for journalism students to come in and be mentored or meet with people?
Absolutely. Our door will always be open for any student who wants to come in and talk. We will also be doing workshops. We're not exactly sure how we're going to do that yet, but there'll be workshops or places where students who are not in the 6 can come and talk about the stories that they're doing, ask advice, show us their stories, work with them. So that really is the thing that I love to do, is to see their stories and try to help structure their stories and make them a little bit better.
Right, that's so great, because then everyone can kind of get a chance to be a part of the magic. Yeah.
Absolutely. We have 6 in the center, but we think we have a whole ton of students out there that hopefully we will be able to help.
And so it's going to be a continued program.
Yes.
How will students know to register? Is there going to be open registration? Is it already full?
No, it's a selective process. Mm-hmm. So you have to send a resume, fill out an initial application, then come in for another interview and a little bit, and answer some more in-depth questions. And so we'll take those, the interviews, the application, and the resume, and talk to the faculty, our faculty colleagues here, about who they think is best qualified to come in and do it. So it'll be that'll be the process in which students will be selected.
And primarily for seniors and graduates, right?
Right. It'll be seniors and graduate students. In the past, the interns that we've had in the past, some have been in journalism, communications, and some were trying to make up their minds, do they want to go into public relations or they want to go into journalism. This really is just for people who want to go into journalism. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Right.
You really have to be straight on a course that when you get out of school, you're going to be a reporter. You're not going to go into public relations, politics, or something like that. This is dead on for reporters.
It sounds like a great program for those reporters.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.